英語に訳せそうで訳せない日本語というテーマで ETC 英会話の直美先生のレッスンを受けています。今日の日本語はゆとり、ゆとりある生活を送りたい、これを英訳してみました。直美先生の解説です。
I knew the word ゆとり but I didn't think they would use it like ゆとり教育。 I didn't know you use it that way.
ゆとり教育って言葉ありましたね。
Yes, which means Saturdays, Sundays, children don't go to school, right? And I thought, ゆとり教育。 So I could understand it, but I was kind of thinking, what is it ゆとり教育? It's like a title, right? So to me, it sounds like a new word. I knew the word, but the way they use it now,It's quite different from what I know. So I said, but you say yutori aru seikatsu, and that's true, right? So you said, I would like to have a wealthy and peaceful life. But you would also have to say like healthy, and you would have to say all the good things, yes. right? So I thought maybe I would like to have a favorable life. Something that's favorable, which means maybe you want, you have money, you have a nice job maybe, and you have nice children. You have everything, favorable things. So I thought, I would like to live a favorable life, or I would like to live an advantageous, you know what advantage is, right? An advantageous life is what I thought. And I also thought livelihood, the word livelihood. But, seikatsu, it said seikatsu, so I thought life would be better. So, number one, maybe a favorable life. Number two, an advantageous life.
Okay.
Ideal, it's ideal, right? It's something that you have been wishing for.
ゆとり教育ってのはどう訳しますか。
ゆとり教育。And then when I hear it in Japanese, if I have to say it in English, it means maybe you have more things to do. I mean, you have more time to do something for yourself. Maybe there's no one word for that.
番組のトランスクリプトは ETC 英会話のホームページで確認することができます。ぜひこちらもチェックしてみてください。次回もラジオ ETC をどうぞお楽しみに。